Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey, waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell. You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We definitely have some advanced medicine to do today to kick off Monday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Bitar joins me a little later, but Jeffrey Smith kicks it off a little bit. From now, we're going to talk about GMOs, the entire month of things that are happening here all around the country, including an event I'll be attending. We'll let you know about that. But first and foremost, I didn't intend to go this way today, but I've been watching since the death of this Al-Awlaki guy, who was an American citizen who basically became radicalized at some point in time. I don't know about the guy's politics. He probably does hate America, for all I know. But as a U.S. citizen, whether I like him or not, whether I like his politics or not, I cannot just simply assassinate him because I say he's a bad guy. And there's been an argument after argument about this. I've been watching in the blogosphere about Congressman Ron Paul. Dr. Paul says this was an assassination. This was not a legitimate hit in the war on terror, which is a war on a tactic. Even going back to the authorization of use of force, which was related to specifically the planning and carrying out of things that happened at 9/11, which we've covered here on the Robert Scott Bell Show in ways no other media outlet has covered. Now, if you look at this as happened, basically, if you think this is a good thing, what Obama did in the executive branch of government in executing, not the laws, but executing an American citizen, however repulsive he is as a human being, that is not the argument here. Whether Al-Awlaki was even a terrorist is not even the argument here. The argument here is that if he was guilty of a crime as an American citizen, there are certain things that a civilized people, that are a country that prides itself on the rule of law does. They could have picked him up, arrested him, brought him over, had a trial, and then if they found him guilty, if it rises to the level of execution, there you go. But they couldn't do that. And now you got people crying, oh my gosh, Ron Paul's soft on terrorism. They couldn't even give me a freaking break. I'm sorry. They picked up Greg Catan. There wasn't even an extradition treaty with Ecuador. Greg, what was he doing? He was selling something that could cure cancer. And they got him. FDA wanted him. FDA, it wasn't even the CIA. The FDA wanted this guy for simply selling something to cure cancer. And you're telling me they couldn't have picked up Al-Awlaki in Yemen, a place where they've tracked him, watched him, followed him, and sent a drone down to kill him and others? We are so incapable of picking. Come on. They got Greg out of Ecuador. For what? For helping people. Of course, if they claim you're a terrorist now, that's the big question. If you trust the Obama administration, like you trusted the Bush administration before, or maybe now you flip-flopped, you trust that they have the judgment, that they know how to interpret what's going on and say, without evidence, we don't have to supply a judge with evidence. We don't have to supply the American people with evidence. And you want to hear? We got a press conference at the White House. I'm going to play some audio from that. Shocking. The tap dance was painful. the White House press secretary spokesman for Obama. Again, we'll get to that in a moment. But if you think we are incapable of picking up somebody, bringing them back to trial, I mean, they tried some of the people. This is amazing to me. The fear mongering. Okay, we don't trust the FDA, but we trust Obama to choose who's a terrorist and who isn't, who they can execute. Dude, you're done. We don't like you. We say you're a terrorist. When are they going to start napalming the Amish fields in Pennsylvania and Ohio? Am I exaggerating? Well, what was the year-long sting operation for just outside of Washington, D.C., to pick up the Amish farmer, to show how guilty he was of selling raw milk across state lines, as if that were on the order of bombing innocent people abroad or even domestically? Or the raid on Rossum, where their only defense was blocks of raw cheese? How long will it be until they start coming after you? You already know that the fusion centers had said people who follow Ron Paul, look at them, they could be targeted, they could be terrorists. People who are Christian conservatives, people who oppose abortion. If you're part of the Tea Party, not the Teocons as it is now, you could be targeted as a terrorist. And you're telling me that you're okay with the executive branch of government executing an American citizen just because he was bad? He may have been guilty. Bring his ass in and try him. They could get Greg out of Ecuador. And they're claiming that, well, we couldn't do that. We have to send a drone strike into Yemen. What does Yemen think of that? Are they just an outpost for the CIA? Wouldn't you be pissed off if China sent in drone strikes to America and said, well, you're harboring terrorists there in America that don't like China? Yeah, somebody in America said, death to China. And Mao Zedong came out from the grave and said, go ahead, send a drone strike in. This is the kind of stuff that the people, I know, maybe not a lot of people within the Robert Scott Bell Show audience or those that read Natural News, but there are some that don't get it. And I'm just beside myself here thinking, if this is where we are in consciousness, we got a long way to go. We got a rough road ahead of us here in America. Those who love liberty may be far outnumbered, but don't get far out shouted. Don't let these people that are claiming that it's okay to execute Americans abroad just because the federal government in the executive branch claims them to be terrorists. He may very well be a bad man. I don't argue. Again, how many times do I have to say this? That's not the argument. If you abandon the rule of law, and here it's perpetual warfare. If we are going to be in a state of, we have declared the war, we haven't really declared it, we've got authorization for an indefinite war, a war without end. Did Eisenhower not warn us about the military-industrial complex? Did he not? Perpetual warfare. The health of the state, the enslavement of the people, the bankruptcy of the people. And now those on the left are defending Obama, and seemingly only Ron Paul. And I hear the ACLU is also saying, couldn't you just bring the guy back? Have a trial? Oh, maybe I'm out of line. Maybe you want to tell me. Go ahead. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. If you've got something to say about what I have to say on the issue of the executive branch executing Al-Awlaki or whoever. Now, Jake Tapper, I believe, is a senior White House correspondent, was taken on Jay Carney, the White House spokesman here, and it is amazing the tap dance that you're going to hear in this case.
Awlaki was demonstrably and provably involved in operations. Do you plan on demonstrating?
I should step back. He is clearly, provably may be a legal term. I think it has been well established, and it has certainly been the position of this administration and the previous administration, that he is a leader in AQAP, that AQAP was a definite threat, was operational, planned, and carried out terrorist attacks that fortunately did not succeed, but were extremely serious, including the ones specifically that I mentioned in terms of the would-be Christmas Day bombing in 2009 and the attempt to bomb numerous cargo planes headed for the United States. And he was obviously also an active recruiter of al-Qaeda terrorists. So I don't think anybody in the field would dispute any of those assertions.
Because we say so. We're the executive branch. We say, don't ask these questions, Jake Tapper. What are you doing bothering us with this? Do you have evidence? Listen, Jake continues. He doesn't let up. He's relentless here.
I don't think anybody else else in the government would dispute.
I think I wouldn't know of any credible terrorist expert who would dispute the fact that he was a leader in Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula and that he was operationally involved in terrorist attacks against American interests and citizens.
Do you plan on bringing before the public any proof of these charges?
Thank you, Jay.
Again, the question has been embedded within it assumptions about the circumstances of his death that I'm just not going to address.
I don't like your attitude, Jake Tapper. Jake, you're insinuating something. I don't think I like this.
What on earth does it have? What is it? I really don't understand. He's dead.
You're
asserting that he had operational control of the cargo plot and the Abdul Muttalib plot. He's now dead. Mm-hmm. Can you show us, or the American people, or has a judge been shown?
Well, again, Jake, I'm just I'm not going to. Go any further than what I've said about the circumstances of his death.
Listen to the tap dance here.
The case against them, which again you're linking, I think that
you said that he was responsible for these things.
Yes, but again,
is there going to be any evidence?
Any evidence? Go, Jake.
I don't have anything for
Jay,
you.
Jay, I'm going to be.
Do you not see at all? Does the administration not see at all how a president asserting that he has the right to kill an American citizen without due process, and that he's not going to even explain why he thinks he has that right, is troublesome to some people?
I wasn't aware of any of those things that you said actually happening, and again, I'm not going to address the circumstances of Alaki's death. I think it is an important fact that this terrorist who is actively plotting had plotted in the past and is actively plotting
to attack
Americans and American interests is dead. But I'm not going to, from any angle, discuss the circumstances of his death.
You know that the Center for Constitutional Rights and the ACLU tried to get permission to represent Alaki. His father had asked them to do that.
Father's an American,
but they
as
needed
well.
To get permission from the Treasury Department, and so that they could challenge his being on this target.
The Treasury Department. That's interesting.
And the administration, the Obama administration, refused to let them represent him. To not even he couldn't even have the ACLU representing him.
Here's a tap dance.
I would send those questions or take those questions to Treasury or Justice. I don't have anything on that.
We don't know.
What do you think constitutional law professor Barack Obama would make of this?
I think he spoke about it today.
Incredible. Incredible. That is incredible. And you think about this, the leftists that hated Bush now still love Obama, doing the doubling, tripling, quadrupling down on the things that Bush did. Here, just say, just provide the proof. No, well, you know, we don't have to do that. Oh, check with Treasury or Justice Department. Are they not parts of the executive branch? Could it be?
I don't know. My name is Jay Carney.
This is disgusting. There's no rule of law anymore. We're in a state of perpetual warfare. Where does this lead? It doesn't lead anywhere nice, happy, and peaceful for the American people, because as soon as they turn their eyes on you or me, it's done, because we've already set the precedent. We said it's okay. Just kill the bastards. That's what you hear, the bloodlust. They're shaken up. They're not thinking clearly. The emotional body is reacting because they're so hopped up on fluoride that the American people can no longer think clearly on these issues. Constitutionally limited government? Oh, except when there's some bad guy involved. Then it's okay. What happened to your right and obligation to defend yourself? You want raw milk? Are you going to be on the list? You don't want GMOs? You may already be on the list. We're going to have to talk with Jeffrey Smith when we come back from this break. RobertScottBell.com is the website. Let me hear from you at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. You're listening through naturalnewsradio.com. We're glad you're here. Enter your email address for daily updates and alerts, and we'll be back with more powerful healing, this time on the GMO issue with Jeffrey Smith after this.
Bell Show.
Hey
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
No better way I can think to start the month of October than the first Monday, Advanced Medicine Monday, with some advanced healing, advanced nutrition, and no GMOs. It's Jeffrey Smith returning now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Thank you, and it happens to be non-GMO month, so the beginning of October, non-GMO works very well.
It's the perfect month to get you kicking into gear here. Of course, Mike Adams, Natural News, we're doing it all the way around Natural News Radio here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We had you on yesterday on my live show with GCNlive.com as well, and we covered, you were a part of the march, you were in New Jersey at the time. This is an ongoing series of events for the next couple of weeks. I've said we're going to end with a shebang, so to speak. You in D.C., I'm going to be down in South Florida at the Millions Against Monsanto event that we're going to have here. We're going to be broadcasting live from there as well. So fill us in, fill everybody in on the kind of things people can do, what they should know, how they can participate and everything.
Well, yes, the Millions Against Monsanto rallies on October 16th, World Food Day, will be all over the country. Check it out. They've got a website. I am participating right now on the Right to Know March. That's Right number 2, Know, K-N-O-W, Right to Know March, which is headed from New York. We left New York on Saturday, and it's going down to D.C., although I'm going to jump away and go over to California and Seattle, and I'll be doing talks throughout non-GMO months from San Diego up to Seattle, and so you can go on our website to find out where I'll be at responsibletechnology.org. So you can actually plug into the Right to Know March as it's heading from New York to D.C., just come in for a few hours, come in for a day, come in for the whole march. You can go out to a rally on the 16th or plug into rallies all over the country. Sunday, October 2nd, there was a rally in front of the Capitol building in Austin, Texas, the state Capitol building, demanding the Right to Know. There's going to be rallies in Los Angeles, rallies in Seattle, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a fantastic time to get out and demonstrate your support for labeling of GMOs and essentially kicking GMOs out. Because if GMOs are labeled, since most Americans say they would avoid eating them if they were labeled, the food companies would never admit that they're using GMOs.
Hmm. Yeah, we will send them out to the planet Monsanto in another galaxy, although I'd feel bad for the other galaxy. I just don't want them on this planet.
Yeah, it's it's amazing. Who would you want to send Monsanto to? Yeah, not your worst enemy.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we are the new media here, of course, as you know, Jeffrey Roberts, Scott Bell Show, Natural News, etc. Has there been any traction in the old media on this issue? Are they covering any of these marches or anything like this, or has it been kind of crickets chirping?
Well, I was on Martha Stewart last week on Wednesday. She covered a heirloom seed exposition in Santa Rosa, California. Her crew was out there, and I was there giving a keynote, so they brought me in. And so they did broadcast information on the risks of GMOs on national television this week. Now, as far as the march goes, there hasn't been a lot of major coverage. It was covered on a mainstream radio station. It was covered on Voice of America. WBAI was a big promoter. Gary Null was a total promoter of the show. He's a big health guru in New York and around the world. So he was actually at the rally on Saturday in Grand Army Plaza. I introduced him. He spoke to the crowd and pledged his support for our Right to Know march and all the work that we're doing on GMOs. We are expecting to see more media. I was interviewed by some pretty high-quality magazines. Had some interviews today also. I think we're going to see a lot more coverage because of all that's happening. You see, I just described a taste of it. What also is happening is a ballot initiative in California to put a mandatory labeling bill on the November 12th ballot. And we know from polling that Californians are overwhelmingly 5-1 in support of mandatory labeling of GMOs. And it's very hard to dislodge that opinion. And so the biotech industry is expected to spend tens of millions of dollars if we can get this on the ballot with the signatures. And we need to raise a lot of money for the signatures as well as for the advertising support to make that happen. So that's a big deal from the side of trying to label GMOs, and we probably will see that on the California ballot next year. There's also another effort brewing about focusing on the FDA and federal. It's not yet launched. It'll happen momentarily. I'll let them speak for themselves because I don't have authority to blow the whistle on that one anytime soon.
Sure.
But keep posted. If you subscribe to Natural News, you'll probably hear about it. Certainly if you subscribe at responsibletechnology.org, you'll be hearing about all these things as they come up. And also today, October 3rd, Threadless will be announcing the chosen design for the GMO T-shirt submittal, the design contest where people voted on their favorites. And so I happen to know it. It's a fantastic design, but again, I can't say until they've officially announced it.
Well, we'll look to have the announcement up and linked at robertscottbell.com as well, and of course, responsibletechnology.org. And of course, last week, Mike Adams announced that there was a major initiative at fundraising, and in fact, donated a significant sum, and we hope to increase that in support of these efforts. As you said, to get on the ballot in California or the other efforts out there, it takes a lot of time, energy, effort, and money. So those who are able to support, we'll have links up as well, because it's not just one of us that can help. It's a little bit from everybody. It's going to make a difference.
You know, it's right now, it's the key time. I mean, if you're thinking about doing any resources, time, money, skills, contacts, anything that you've sort of been thinking, well, maybe it would be good to someday support the non-GMO fight. Well, this is the someday. You see, what we're seeing here is it's not isolated events. I mean, things are happening. They're bubbling at a very intense rate. People are just getting ideas and going with it. And that's because it's in the air. It is somehow taking hold, and it's taking hold of the early adapters and the pioneers, and it's setting the trends. Now, I want to remind the listeners that in order to get rid of GMOs, it's from a mathematical perspective, it's very easy. And that doesn't make sense to people until they understand the logic
yes.
of a tipping point. So here's the concept. Kraft and McDonald's and Hershey's and Nestle's, they've all removed GMOs from the European brands because a high-profile GMO food safety scandal erupted on February 16, 1999. 10 weeks later, there was so much coverage, so much agitation, so much concern about the health dangers of GMOs that they realized using GM ingredients was a marketing liability. They removed them from the European brands. Now, we've gotten rid of bovine growth hormone from most American dairies, from Walmart, Starbucks, Yoplait, Danone, most brands, because Americans have spoken out again. And in both cases, it was concerned about the health risks. Now, if you put yourself in the position of Kraft Foods, the largest food manufacturer in the United States, if they see even a slight drop in market share that they can show is the result of the traction gaining in America for the first time against GMOs, what are they going to do? There's no consumer benefits to continuing to use GMOs. They can get rid of them without even changing their recipes. They can go for the non-GM corn and soy, etc. So as soon as they see a dip in market share associated with the loss due to GM ingredients, they will bail on GM ingredients. And that is the tipping point we're looking for, and we think only 5% of U.S. shoppers making that transition will do it. Now, 5%, as you know, Robert, that's only 15 million Americans. That should be easy. 28 million Americans already buy organic on a regular basis. 159 million people say they would avoid GMOs if labeled. 95% of people want GMOs labeled.
Right.
I think we have the numbers on our side in this particular case, and right now we're seeing an eruption like we've never seen in collective consciousness against GMOs.
Well, you're right, and you've said it so well. It gives you a lot of not only hope, but validity to that hope. You weigh the numbers out. It's not that hard to reach that tipping point. We already have the numbers. It's a matter of becoming vocal and, in fact, realizing that the most powerful vote you have is not one at the ballot box, although I'm not here to argue for or against that. It's the economic box. It's literally you withdraw your consent by simply stopping the purchase of anything that has GMO ingredients. Now, Jeffrey, I've had the pleasure of hanging out with you around the Health Freedom Expos. We go out and we're calling restaurants. You're like, are there any GMO ingredients? I mean, literally putting up front and center everywhere you go. And now we're actually hearing that internal memos at Whole Foods are questioning and looking for ways to eliminate any GM ingredients for the future so they can clean this mess up.
Yeah, what happens is when you're vocal, when you're creating a buzz about it, and people hear it from numerous sources, that's when you start creating change, because when it gets in the air, it's in consciousness. And yes, I have gone to restaurants like my hometown and said, I don't eat GMOs. A lot of us don't eat GMOs. Can you cook without GMOs? And I was brought into the kitchen. I pointed out, yeah, you can't use this oil. Everything else seems to be non-GMO. They switched to non-GM oils. Everything was non-GMO. I publicized in the paper. The foot traffic increased. 5 other restaurants within the week all publicized that they too were switching to oils.
I love it.
Non-GMO. Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic.
Well,
so the key is that everyone is networked today.
Mm-hmm.
We all have our email address books. Many people have Facebook. We all know people. So the key here is there's 3 pieces of information that we need to convey in order to get the tipping point. One is why to avoid GMOs. 2 is how to avoid GMOs. And 3 is how to stop GMOs. So let's take the first one, why to avoid GMOs. The primary reason why people will stop eating GMOs is because of the health risks. So if you go to responsibletechnology.org, we have zillions of pieces of information. We have audios, videos, articles. Sign up for Spilling the Beans newsletter. And you, anytime you get something from us, anytime you get something from Natural News about GMOs, pass it on to your list. And it tells not only the health dangers, but it discredits, it shows how the FDA and Monsanto's positions claiming that GMOs are safe are false based on lack of science, based on tobacco science. So that's the first thing. The second thing is how to avoid GMOs. And you know, Robert, that we have a non-GMO shopping guide.
Yes.
At nongmoshoppingguide.com. We have the iPhone application Shop No GMO. We have a downloadable and a purchasable guide. So we have ways that people can navigate the supermarkets more easily. How to end GMOs, how to stop them, is the tipping point. And if you want to be part of that in a more organized manner, join the Tipping Point Network at responsibletechnology.org. You can hook up with local and national groups, local groups for your area, national groups focused on each on a different targeted demographic, like parents or healthcare practitioners, etc. And you can also learn to speak about GMOs. We have a 4-part webinar you can watch at any time. You can call our office and order that, and they'll give you the link, and you could watch it and study it and get a free scripted PowerPoint and be part of what we have now, 700 people who have learned to speak on GMOs.
Hmm. It's huge and it's growing very rapidly. I like that we're getting rowdy and loud, and that some of the old media is picking up on this. That's a good sign. Although in many ways, what we're seeing now, the growth of natural news is somehow driving a little bit of the news as well, which is very exciting. And in that sense, another level of the example of what you've just described, what we just described as far as, you know, voting with your economic power. By simply withdrawing your listenership or viewership of the old media, they're all figuring, well, where's everybody going? They're going to natural news. They're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We better figure this out. We better cover Jeffrey Smith and GMOs. So ultimately, they're going to have to transform and change and conform to what we believe in, the way we live, not because we're pointing a gun at them, but simply we do not basically consent to being polluted in this way.
And you know something, the concept of us, the concept of what we represent, the what has been called the alternative media and the alternative health, etc. I've been traveling around the world speaking on GMOs for many years, and I'm hosted by these non-governmental organizations, these NGOs that are the alternatives. And they describe the infrastructure of the NGO communities in these 33 countries I've been in. And it's amazing how much power and how much presence is in the so-called alternative. And what I realize is there's like two worlds superimposed on each other. There's the corporate-driven world, and then there's this, what some have called the Earth's immune system, rising up to combat that very dangerous corporatocracy. And I have been pointing that out to people in my talks for years, that actually we are far stronger
yes.
than the other side, far stronger than we know. But since we don't control the mainstream media, well, the mainstream media acts as a reflector so that people can see themselves. So we can't see ourselves
right.
in the mainstream media. So we look invisible. But if we look at, you know, the Robert Scott Bell Show, if we look at naturalnews.com, then all of a sudden we see we're visible. And we see that that is part of an infrastructure that reaches around the world and that reaches the majority of people. You know, the majority of dollars spent for health care in the United States is so-called alternative.
That's
right. The majority now of where people get their information are Internet sources and that have influence, are now influenceable by the alternative side. So I think we are amazingly powerful, and I think that we're seeing a revolution on many fronts.
Yeah, we are. And definitely, we're not only a part of it, we are it. And I appreciate, Jeffrey, all of your works, as you know, great affection for you and all your works and anything we could do to support it. And I'd love to, as we go the next couple of weeks, time permitting, check in from the different areas or avenues that you reach to give us some feedback, give us some updates so we can continue to reflect that which is invisible in the old media. And it's very well said, because there are many of us, many more, in fact, and much more power in what we're doing. But the illusion is that we are not there because, as you say, the mirror doesn't reflect. We're not the vampires. They are.
You know, we can check in all month. It's non-GMO month. I'm going to be in
the Bay
Area. I'm going to be in L.A. area. I'm going to be in San Diego. I'm going to be in Seattle. There's a lot of activities. There's a lot of things going on. It's really a time to get out to these rallies. And, you know, you can just start a rally. You know, some people don't think, well, who's organizing all this? I recently wrote an article that we released that talked about how just individuals have ideas and they go with them. Pam Larry had an epiphany, as she calls it, on January 20th. She woke up in the morning in San Francisco and said, oh, we should have a labeling initiative on the 2012 ballot in California. She's a grandma from Chico.
Nice.
2 weeks, 2 months later, after creating websites, studying the issue, she came out as a lone voice. She's been traveling up and down the state. Now there's nearly 70 teams with team leaders focused on this issue. There's another woman, Amber Felt. She was in the Rocky Mountains. She had an idea. Let's march on the state house in the state steps in Denver. And a few months later, we not only had a rally that I was there at, we had an entire week called Colorado Says No to GMO Week, supported by local vendors like Vitamin Cottage that sell only organic veggies and produce. So we have an incredible kind of an awakening, a popcorn effect. And it happens over and over again. It's happening still. And I'm talking to some of these people because they're in touch with us through the Tipping Point Network. And it's just amazing nowadays, these days, how when people come forward and say, I want to do this, dozens, hundreds, thousands of people jump on.
Yeah, it's exciting. The energy is feeding and growing, and as it should, and that's what we want to do here. So, yeah, this month we'll be covering this issue a lot more frequently. We'll try to get Jeffrey on as often as he's able to, just even if it's a brief check-in, so you can get that reflection as to your fellow comrades, if you will, in organic non-GMO foods as such. We'll you know, hold hand in hand, even if you're not physically next to them, you'll recognize they're everywhere. We are everywhere.
Yes, and it was so exciting today, marching on Saturday, marching in from New York, as I say, to Washington, with really dedicated folks. There was David Bronner, the president of the Bronner's Soap. You know, the everyone knows the Dr. Bronner's Soap.
Yes, yes.
And there was the head of the founder of Rapunzel from Germany. He came over. He had organized two marches in Germany with 8,000 people involved, and he came with a crew from Germany and from, and there was someone from Italy here, someone from Dublin, someone from who was a from the Palestine, from as a Palestinian or Palestine, and there was people from all over in this march and all over the country, and it was being tweeted out and things were being posted and blogged about. So I think it's building momentum, and we're hoping that on the 16th, when you're going to be down there on your rally in Florida, and I'm going to be speaking in Bioneers in California, and a group is going to be in front of the White House, and others will be all over the country, I think we're going to make a pretty big impression on World Food Day.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Jeffrey. And that's what we're here to do. And if you missed Jeffrey's appearance on the Robert Scott Bell Show yesterday, we have links through to GCN Live. You can listen to that as well. Fascinating interview. We also talked about how this is bringing the so-called right and left together. This is well beyond political divides. In fact, you know, when we talk about health, healing, food, eating, very few people are not going to be hungry at one point in their life and will not want to eat. Let's say food that will sustain them and their children and grandchildren. And so this is what this is all about. It's not just for us today. It's for those that are yet to come. And Jeffrey, we got a lot more to do this month. I appreciate you joining me here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right. And it's been great. And thank you. And thanks to all the audience. Your audience is one of the most educated, well-informed in the world. It's very exciting. Thank you for what you do.
Thanks. And we got all the links up to Jeffrey's different websites that we mentioned in this segment. I'll be reviewing them as well more today on Advanced Medicine Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jeffrey Smith, thanks again.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the Natural Health Community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Did you know that your hormones can be rejuvenated without cancer-causing hormone replacement, including bioidentical HRT? This is Dr. Teresa Dale inviting you to take action with my natural homeopathic formulas. Get relief and balance back into your life. My formulas help heal a variety of health conditions, including menopause or low T. You know you have the power to heal your body and mind, and yes, my system and products will help you do that. They have been proven with thousands of people in before and after saliva tests. You can actually get a saliva test sent to you today or just start using our formulas for optimal wellness. Learn more at wellnesscenter.net or naturalhealingpro.com, and you can always give us a call at 800-219-1261.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
Once again, I want to thank Jeffrey Smith for joining us here today to kick off Advanced Medicine Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Rasha Buttar will be joining me in a little while. The whole issue of GMOs, I want to get back to the issue of the assassination of American citizens. Remember, I got to say it again and again and again, and you may have to as well if you're in the camp with me in support of Ron Paul and those who believe in the rule of law and constitutionally limited government. You're going to get thrown at, you know, they're going to throw at, well, you like terrorists then. You support terrorism. You're soft on terrorism. My aspirin, you are. Listen, you understand that the FDA targets American citizens to the tune of hundreds of thousands, as little as 106,000 to 225,000 every year, according to the Barbara Starfield report in the American Journal of the American Medical Association, year 2000. That's not minor. And it makes, if you really look at it, 9/11 look like child's play, because you don't. 9/11 was one tragic, horrific event, one time. You got the FDA acting against the American people, targeting inadvertently, indiscriminately, or advertently, I don't know at this point, for termination, for execution, for assassination. Think about it. How many American lives are lost due to FDA-approved drugs? And the attack on natural, safe options in the care of the human and animal body to reverse disease, prevent disease, cure disease, mitigate disease, whatever, anything that you're not allowed to do. So you add that to the people that have died being forced on nothing or forced to accept toxic medicines. And you begin to realize that the greatest enemy to liberty, the greatest enemy to freedom, the greatest enemy of the American people was just as our founders had warned us. It would be the very government that they created if we ever slacked off in our duty and obligation, in our diligence and our vigilance, to basically enslave the government, if you will, or at least limit the government, or bind down the government in the chains of the Constitution. It looks like it wasn't possible. It looks like our founding fathers were right. The framers of the Constitution were right. We couldn't do it. We wouldn't do it. We didn't do it. And this is what we have. An out-of-control executive branch that is bypassing the legislative and the judicial, and the legislative branch doesn't get any kudos from me, because other than Ron Paul, maybe a couple others, they've abdicated their authority and turned it over to the executive branch, which then turns it over to the bureaucratic oligarchy when it comes to regulating, if you will, which means to destroy natural health freedom. Raw milk. When are they going to? They already target the people who like raw milk. You think they're not targeting and spying on and taking photographs of everybody participating in the anti-GMO rallies? As you heard from Jeffrey Smith, the Obama administration quadrupled down on what George Bush had done, going back to GW1 or George H. Herbert Walker Bush. Bush 1. when they said, yes, biotech was the way to go. We are going to do whatever we can to enforce a monopoly for biotech. And now we can't even let the American people know what GMO foods are out there or are not out there. Are they in your food? Or are they not in your food? This is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And then we have the protest in Wall Street, which I'm, you know, I'm rather intrigued about. I'm watching this and I'm wondering, where is this going? Some of the man on the street interviews are not promising because they're looking to government to solve the problem that government created. If you think that Wall Street is the problem, then you're the problem. Wall Street is just doing what they're given. They don't give a flip about anything but making money. And there was a big YouTube that came out, I think, on Friday about this. It was horrific and funny all at the same time, but the guy was honest. But they're doing what they are being given by what? The Federal Reserve System. The fiat money, the fractional reserve banking, when they decoupled or uncoupled money from money, that is, they took it away from the convertibility to gold and silver, then all bets were off. And until you call that into the question, like Ron Paul and so many now are actually awakening to say, hey, wait a second, what are we doing here? Constitutional coin, the Coinage Act of 1792, never, ever repealed, even when they passed unconstitutionally the Federal Reserve Act, which is why we need nullification. The 10th Amendment Center, you heard my interview with Michael Bolden again. I keep getting them on here. 10th Amendment Center, nullify now, the next event up in Jacksonville, October 22nd. Then in, I think in January, they said they're back up in Philadelphia or for the first time in Philly. This is some serious stuff here. If we don't get to the heart of it, you know, it's like, as Ron Paul has said, as a doctor, if you come to me and I don't find the cause of it, what am I going to do? Just give you drugs? I mean, that's what a lot of doctors are trained to do. You come to me as a homeopath. Am I just going to give you a homeopathic remedy and pretend it just was magic and a miracle, or it was a bad luck that you got sick? Or am I going to go, hey, here are the reasons. Let's undo the reasons. And the people, by and large, that I'm seeing that are protesting Wall Street, the answers that they're given, they don't know squat. They are completely manipulated. They are completely manipulated. And so as much as I'm in favor of those stepping it up and saying, hey, enough is enough here, I am not so naive to believe that simply protesting is going to be the solution here. Because if the protesters don't even understand why they're protesting, or maybe they think they know why, but they don't know the reason, then they're manipulated by the same interests. They're going, yeah, we bought you, lock, stock, and barrel. We got the Hegelian dialectic. We got the thesis. We got the antithesis. And we got the synthesis. And they just create anew the same game, only on a higher level, a higher order, which puts you all of us, at a lower order or a lower level of subservience, of slavery. So this is not a time to just blindly go off with emotional rage. As much as I am ticked off, yeah, and I admit it. The thing that outrages me most, when people that normally can think logically and clearly and support Ron Paul and the Constitution, and then they say, well, not here, not this time, because Alawaki was a bad guy. Yeah, okay. Now suddenly you trust the executive branch, you trust Obama, and who could we get in worse? Maybe they get Rick Perry in next time if Ron Paul doesn't get in. Yeah, you're going to see how bad it can get. Until nullification, again, removes the power from the federal government that they do not have. The states are going to have to do their level best, the people of the states, to wake up and realize you're not going to be given your power back. You're not going to be given your rights back. When they're taken away, you have to take them back. They're not given voluntarily, unless it's so uncomfortable for those who have taken it to hold on to your rights that then they'll give them back and run for cover. And until that time has come, don't expect them to play nice with you. And that's the big problem with the National Nutritional Foods Association when they became the Natural Products Association, the NPA. They started to play all nicey-nice with the FDA. And Jonathan Emord warned them, the constitutional attorney that's beaten back the FDA world record 7 times, he warned them. He says, you try to play nice with the FDA, they're going to wipe their bottoms with you. And now we're on the verge of losing maybe 75% or more of all dietary supplements, especially the ones that have been innovated since 1994 when the passage of the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act occurred because of the groundswell opposition to the federal overreach into your supplement cabinet. Is this what you want? Don't lash out in blind emotion. They will use your energy and emotions against you. This has got to be logical, and it's got to be even beyond logical, if you can understand what I'm saying here. And I'd love to hear from you on this and more. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Another segment here briefly. We'll wrap it up this hour, and then we'll go to the Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Bittar. So stay with me.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now, we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Special thanks as well to Prepper Podcast Network for picking up the Robert Scott Bell Show and carrying it every day at prepperpodcast.com. So in case you miss it wherever you are, you can always go there. And of course, the archives at naturalnewsradio.com, hundreds of hours for you to download for free. Thanks to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and the Natural News Radio Network. My website, robertscottbell.com, and it's where we rock the health world. And in fact, the political, economic, and all other worlds, because they're all intertwined based on the principles that we have here. And, you know, to give, I'm just trying to think where to go here, to give a really reasonable place so we can actually go beyond emotion and histrionics, I am going to read to you Ron Paul's letter in full on this issue, because I don't want anybody to go off half-cocked and say, oh, he's just off on it. No, let's just hear straight from him and see where you disagree or agree. As president, he says, I would not hesitate to use decisive force to repel any imminent threat. National defense is a primary function of Congress and the Commander-in-Chief, and as Chief Executive, I would carry out my duties as outlined in the Constitution and in accordance with the rule of law. President Obama apparently believes he is not bound by the Constitution or the rule of law. When it was reported that Anwar al-Awlaki was killed by U.S. drone strikes in Yemen last week, certainly no one felt remorse for his fate. Al-Awlaki was a detestable person we believe helped recruit and inspire others to kill Americans through terrorist acts. We have to take the fight against terrorism very seriously. In 2001, I supported the authority to capture and kill the thugs responsible for 9/11. In our efforts, we must, however, work hard to preserve and respect our great American constitutional principles. Al-Awlaki was a U.S. citizen. Under our Constitution, American citizens, even those living abroad, must be charged with a crime before being sentenced. As president, I would have arrested Al-Awlaki, brought him to the U.S., tried him, and pushed for the stiffest punishment allowed by law. Treason has historically been judged to be the worst of crimes, deserving the harshest of sentencing. But what I would not do as president is what Obama has done and continues to do in spectacular fashion: circumvent the rule of law. On February 3rd, 2010, Dennis Blair, then the country's director of national intelligence, admitted before the House Intelligence Committee that being a U.S. citizen will not spare an American from getting assassinated by military or intelligence operatives. This open admission by an Obama administration official, not even attempting to keep it classified or top secret, sets a dangerous new precedent in our history. The precedent set by the killing of Al-Awlaki establishes the frightening legal premise that any suspected enemy of the United States, even if they are a citizen, can be taken out on the president's say-so alone. Part of the very concept of citizenship is the protection of due process and the rule of law. The president wants to spread American values around the world, but continues to do great damage to them here at home, appointing himself judge, jury, and executioner by presidential decree. When Nazi leader and Holocaust mastermind Adolf Eichmann was convicted and executed by the Israeli government in 1962, it was after he was captured, extradited, and tried. Respect for the rule of law never has been for the protection of monsters like Eichmann or Al-Awlaki, who should meet their just fate, but for the protection of the vast majority of innocent citizens who should never become subject to mere governmental whim. Now you tell me, what in that is disagreeable to the cause of liberty, even to the defense of these United States and the people in it? Nothing in there is weak. Everything, in fact, it's stronger to hold fast to the rule of law in spite of horrific events. True, if we were in a state of genuine war, there are different things that are at play here, but a declaration formal, which matters, it matters, has not been declared since World War II, as it happened then. Not since then has there been a formal congressional declaration of war. And if it doesn't matter to you, then the Constitution doesn't matter. Then we're a bunch of thugs, lawless anarchists. And I've argued before on this show many times over the years that the people are not actually an anarchy. The government is an anarchy. When you have an executive branch acting the way it is, we no longer have a president. We now have a king. Go back and read about kings of past. There was no jury of your peers. There was no right for anything except to exist at the whim and pleasure of the monarchy. Is that what we've descended to? Are you comfortable with that? Because this is in reality where we are today. And the courage and tenacity in defense of liberty and the Constitution by Congressman Ron Paul is unmatched by anybody in Congress. Who else is standing up for this? Maybe Dennis Kucinich? Maybe the ACLU? And I'm not a big fan of the ACLU on many issues that they've decided to align themselves on. But certainly I acknowledge those. Even Barney Frank, who I think honestly is quite a buffoon in Congress when it comes to the issues of social justice or welfare. But he agrees with Ron Paul in terms of auditing the Federal Reserve. There we can see alignment. There's nothing wrong with seeing alignment with people that you may disagree with on other issues. But where are those of us on the right, left, center that agree with limiting government? Because if we do not, we realize that maybe if our guy or gal is in office 1 4-year or 8-year session, the next 4 or 8-year session may be the guys and gals you don't agree with. Do you want them to have the power of assassination by decree? Because they could be coming for you next. That is not what I want to see here. And that is why we did what we did this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show to kick off Advanced Medicine Monday. I want to thank Jeffrey Smith. Go back and re-listen. I've got all the links up at robertscottbell.com where you can learn more about the GMO free month and all the events that are occurring, including this march on Washington, D.C., the major events that are happening around the country on the 16th of October, Sunday, where I will be actually live at one of those events. We'll get you more information, but you stay tuned. You get your email updates through naturalnewsradio.com. as well as the Robert Scott Bell Show at robertscottbell.com. We will be coming right back after this. In the meantime, I'm reminding you, as I always do, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
The information on the Robert Scott Bell Show has not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration and is not intended to prevent, cure, treat, or diagnose any disease. Nah, just kidding. As far as we're concerned, the FDA can kiss our
ass. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
After an intense last hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, yeah, I could always hope that Dr. Rasha Bittar will calm me down, but we usually end up ramping each other up when we talk about stuff, so who knows where it goes. Be prepared. Seatbelts on, everybody. Advanced Medicine Monday continues here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome back, Dr. Rasha Bittar.
Hey, Robert. Great to be back.
Good to be back with you. And of course, we were talking a little bit off the air about all the crazy goings on around the world that we're covering here on the show. You know, seemingly every day something more is bigger is breaking. But there's some really interesting positive news you made me aware of as well about immune system discoveries. Not that we're big fans of the Nobel Prize, but it is interesting to acknowledge that the things you've been doing, your mentor and others have been doing for years are now finally years later going, oh, yeah, the immune system. I remember that.
Robert, it's actually seems to be pathognomonic with the medical system. I remember about 10, maybe 15 years ago, hearing about this new breakthrough in research at Stanford University regarding how cancer feeds on sugar. And I know that there were doctors that I have learned from within like 4 or 5 years prior to that, that had been doing this as far as understanding that cancer was an obligate glucose metabolizer, meaning that it is obligated to feed on sugar. They were acknowledging this theory 20, 30 years before I was even born, and many of them had already been utilizing that concept in treating cancer. For instance, insulin potentiated therapy, which has been used for, you know, quite some time, where you essentially give a person insulin to drop down their sugar. It's essentially like a starvation of the cancer type technique.
Right.
I use it in a different method, but my point is that they just discovered that like in the last 10, 12 years ago at Stanford. And this is one of those type of same scenarios, the story that I sent you about the immune system.
Yeah, and I have it linked up at the blog for those that want to read it. It's pretty intense at robertscottbell.com. And Dr. Bittar, you know, my mentor had said that, you know, if you follow what's done in the quote-unquote official medical sciences, that they are typically 20, 30, sometimes 40 years behind. Here's a classic example. You're confirming that. It's not just made up.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, there's some things that we've done that in our clinic, in our own clinic, that have been by the words of other doctors, not only in our own country but in other countries, that have said that we're 50 years ahead in the time schedule of medical understanding and evolution. This is just another one of those examples. And this story itself is actually – I don't let most things frustrate me. It's a little frustrating to me because this is – the entire basis of this Nobel Peace Prize that was shared by a researcher and a U.S. and a Canadian for the work in the immune system is exactly what the medical board was trying to come after me for. Exactly.
Yeah, isn't that bizarre? I mean, the thing is, if you want good treatment, you either got to get into a time machine, go 50 years in the future, or come to see you.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that in another 20, 30 years, what they just have gotten the Nobel Peace Prize for will then evolve into the application of that knowledge into utilizing it on a clinical basis, and then everybody will be using it in the next 20 years. We're already doing that, using that information without their discovery of it, because it was discovered years ago. I mean, here's the bottom line. When you talk about the immune system, and we'll just discuss this real quick, this entire article – actually, do you want to first discuss the article?
Yeah, sure, a little bit. It's referencing American Bruce Beutler and French biologist Jules Hoffman, and they're talking about studying the first stages of immune responses to attack, and they share a $1.5 million award with Canadian board Ralph Steinman, working in the U.S., who discovered dendritic cells key to understanding the later stages. Again, you're going to have to make it into plain English for the majority of the audience. So it's important to understand, what is it that they discovered? I mean, obviously, we know the things that you're doing based on some of this work, but 20, 30 years in the future already.
Well, the essential summary of this study is, and I have not read the study, I'm just going by what they talked about in this news release.
Yeah.
Essentially is that they are various stages of the immune system. One of the specific components of the immune system is called the dendritic cells. And there have been some vaccines that have been developed based on the dendritic cells by some of my counterparts, which haven't actually worked like our soda does. So in actuality, what they're talking about, the stages that they're talking about in the immune system, they're accurate and they're correct, that the dendritic cells play a very vital role in the later stages of the immune response. However, to go down the road of dendritic cell therapy, in my opinion, is already the wrong direction, because they've already been some people that have created those dendritic cell vaccines and for cancer and have only worked to a certain level. Our work is with ARSOTA, what I coined ARSOTA, the autogenous antigen receptor specific oncogenic target acquisition. It's a mouthful, but essentially what it is we're looking at very similar to what Brzezinski was doing. He discovered these new anti-neoplastins that were certain substances that were lacking in cancer patients that normal people had. Well, the ARSOTA is essentially looking not at that component, but it's looking at the immune response and looking at the immune response where we are looking at things instead of dendritic cells. We're looking at cancer proteins or proteins that are specific to cancer, and using them to stimulate the body's own immune response. And the dendritic cell aspect and what we're doing are very similar, and we've actually crossed the two and have gotten far greater response than just the dendritic cell aspect itself. But the reason I'm mentioning this is because they've just now said that dendritic cells have a role in it. So they're even way behind.
They're just acknowledging, they could have something to do with this. I mean, a little late to the party, and then they get the Nobel for it. That's, again, reference points on how far behind the mainstream, the accepted consensus areas of medicine are.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, what's really interesting to note is that my mentor, Dr. William Hitt, who left this realm about a year ago. He died last winter at the age of, I believe it was 89, and he was a great man. He essentially, for his work in the immune system, was run out of the state of Texas after Time magazine covered him. He was actually a practicing physician. He had a PhD in immunology. Essentially, the long and the short of it is that he was getting rid of allergies of literally thousands of patients a week. In fact, he had multiple clinics in Houston and in Dallas and flew back and forth, had a number of doctors that were working for him. But the allergists in Texas got very upset because he was essentially running them out of business. So there was a complaint filed against him at the Texas Medical Board. long and the short is that he was just a gentleman, decided that he wasn't going to fight, and just left the country. He left Texas. And some people say, well, you know, if he was innocent, why didn't he stay and fight? Well, the vast majority of people are not idiots like myself and will stay and fight. Most of them are, you know, highly more evolved, and they will, you know, move on to pastures that are more conducive to their life mission. And that's exactly what Dr. Hitt did. He went on to Mexico and ended up being part of a team that won the Nobel Peace Prize for his work in immunology.
Yeah, imagine that. He even got acknowledged for it, yet they're still just figuring this stuff out that we're referencing today.
Exactly. And I took his work that he used in allergy about 4 or 5 years after I'd gotten to meet with him and spend some time with him. I proposed a theory to him, and he looked at me with a big smile on his face. We were sitting in his living room in Rosarito, Mexico. He looked at me, he smiled. He goes, "That sounds like a fantastic idea, Rasha. Try it and let me know." I was thinking that maybe he would tell me, "Yeah, let's work on this." But he just kind of like, you know, patted me on the shoulder and said,
"Carry on,
you know, on to your work." And yeah. A couple years later was the first time we did the Arsota in early 2000s, just after the turn of the century. And never looked back. It's been working phenomenally.
So if we talk about the immune system, of course, we know it's a very complex group of many things, including the microbial flora. But, of course, we know there are things to upregulate. They say things to downregulate. It can be, you know, all overwhelming and daunting. Yet these, you know, so-called eggheads are still scratching around in the dirt like chickens years ago compared to where you are, where Nick Gonzalez is, Brzezinski, and all of these things. So we know there are ways to address this. In your particular thing that you developed, this so-called soda, we obviously, in most cases of cancer,
Arsota.
Thank you. Well, in most cases, what we're talking about with cancer, not necessarily the autoimmune diseases, that's a whole separate realm. But specifically with cancer, we're talking about having to upregulate the immune system that may be dysfunctional due to a number of reasons. We talk deficiencies and exhaustion, perhaps, is a simple way of describing some of this.
Well, actually, it's a very it may be simple, but it's very accurate. You know, you said deficiencies, exhaustion, stress.
Mm-hmm.
There's many reasons for the immune system to be damaged, but here's where the simplicity of it is. You cannot, by definition, have cancer unless you have a damaged immune system. If your immune system is not damaged, you can't get cancer. If you get cancer, you have a damaged immune system. There's no possibility, this, that, the other. It's a hard and fact rule, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When it's night, it's black. When it's light, you know, it's day.
It's one of those that has that level of clarity.
Exactly. Right. So when a person comes to me and I'm treating them because they have cancer, I am focusing on the five steps that we focus on. The first one is optimization. Second one is detoxification. And actually, it's the other way around. It's really detox first and then optimize, but sometimes you have to do them synonymously.
Mm-hmm.
The third one is the immune modulation, which is to help the immune system wake up. And then fourth one, or repair it. And the fourth one is the target acquisition, which is where Arsota comes in, which is where their work with the dendritic cells and the immune system, because it's not just important to help the body's immune system to start to fight. It's also important to boost the immune system, because sometimes if you stimulate the body's immune system to start fighting, but the immune system is so weakened, it's not going to do anything. It's like having somebody with both broken legs and trying to stimulate them to try to run a race.
Right.
They're not going to get very far.
Yeah.
So you have to boost the immune system, which is the third step, immune modulation, which, as you remember in the book,
yes,
it's the second foundation of health, of the three foundations. And then, if you look at the three foundations of health, Robert, didn't plan this out, but
yep.
The first foundation is detoxification. Second foundation is is immune modulation. Third foundation is physiological optimization. Those are the three foundations of health. And you notice it's a little bit different order in cancer, but it's the same first three.
Yes.
So you've got the detoxification, optimization, immune modulation. Then the fourth one is stimulating the immune system that you've just helped to boost up in step three. So fourth step is to now stimulate the immune system, or stimulate the body's awareness that there's something foreign in there, so that the immune system that you just boosted in step three can now end up doing its job. And then, of course, the fifth step is maintenance.
Yeah, and these are, as you said, very clear, distinct. They're not muddy or gray, and like we're checking it out in 50 years, we're going to get back to you and see if this works, like your mentor, Dr. Hitt, had acknowledged and recognized and put into play. And I find it fascinating, as I said, the attacks on someone like Dr. Hitt or any of those that we know, Brzezinski and others who have survived these things, simply wanting to help. Now we have things that the government is doing to attack those that are simply moving the science forward because it threatens consensus. It threatens the mass majority or mediocrity or less than mediocrity within the medical profession. When we come back from this break, we're going to go further with that, talk about these things, see how we can transform the terrain for healing wherever you are on planet Earth. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, as we do every week with Dr. Rasha Bitar. We call this Advanced Medicine Monday, the Medical Rewind. I've got all the links, including to Dr. Bitar's great book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. We're coming right back after this.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Cranking it up with Dr. Bitar here on Advanced Medicine Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show, talking cancer, the simplicity with which we can address these things. You know, spurred a little bit by this article I have linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com on a Nobel Prize to thought forms that are so far behind the times that if we were waiting around, there a lot of people would die needlessly. And if you know, are interested, I'll have links up for those of you who'd like to learn more about Dr. Bitar and his clinic as well in North Carolina. I mean, I'm sure there's a waiting list, Dr. Bitar, but people still see you're still in practice. It's not like we're doing this on theory.
Yeah, I mean, this is our practice has been around since 1996, so we're in our 15th year.
Mm-hmm. Well, having that kind of level of functionality and doing it as opposed to just having book knowledge, even you could have taken what your mentor, Dr. Hitt, said and just say, oh, that sounds really good and write about it. But you put it into play, proved it in practice, and now have so many people coming to you from all over the world that are actually recovering. And I remember growing up thinking, because just a standard American thought form and programming, that, well, there's no cure for cancer. If there were, of course, everybody would know about it. That's the kind of thing people say when you say, well, yeah, there are natural ways we can go via detoxification. Oh, yeah, sure. If that were the case, then everybody would know about it.
You know what's funny, though, Robert? There are far and fewer people now that say stuff like that.
True.
You used to hear a lot more cynics, but I think that the system itself has proven itself so incompetent that even the biggest cynics are not as cynical anymore.
Yeah, you said that very well. I found that to be true, too. I just remember all of the opposition you would have just to saying, yeah, we can reverse cancer. And there was just great degrees of skepticism and cynicism. Almost, it's programmed deep in the DNA because it would be a visceral response. How dare you say that right. There's a way to do this? And now, of course, people are looking. The officials are acknowledging. I mean, there's so much that is happening on the planet, yet at the same time we have these absurdist notions that we can drone bomb people who disagree with us so we can keep their information away from the rest of the world.
This was amazing when you told me this story that you covered in the last hour, because I've never even heard of something like this. But it's interesting that it's getting rid of the entire due process aspect, because if somebody that is an American that has firsthand knowledge of something wrong that our government's done, and they choose not to live here anymore, we would just take them out as an enemy of the state, as opposed to having some type of a due process for, unbelievable, which means that basically you or I are next on the list.
Well, yeah, that was my point too last hour. I knew you'd pick up on that, is that, yeah, we might agree on some of these so-called bad guys around the world and say, hey, we wouldn't want to have lunch with them. They're into violence and other things that we don't condone. But at the same time, it's not a big stretch when we see the targeting of others that become enemies of the state. Now, when a president can order the assassination, even if they don't call it that, of people that they declare to be some status that doesn't afford them protections under the Constitution, then we no longer have a president. We no longer have a nation of laws. We now have a king. And that's what the kings have done of old, that you exist on the whim of the king. They could say, off with your head. You've got no trial by jury. And this is indeed what's happening. And the argument isn't, well, was al-Awlaki a good guy or a bad guy? That isn't even the argument. The argument is, if a president can just say, off with your head, the country is done.
And it's very true. I mean, that's the whole reason for having the laws. That's the reason for having the entire system that our nation was based on, that our forefathers created, and it's all being violated. And once you violate it on one basis, you violate it for all bases, in all bases.
Yeah, and some people will argue, oh, there's no such thing as a slippery slope. But come on, look at all the ways that the federal government over the 20th century into the 21st here has become an enemy of the people by attacking them either directly or indirectly. And I brought this up last hour, and it's shocking to consider. The FDA, if I use the term assassination maybe a little loosely, may be responsible for 106,000 to 784,000 deaths every year due to what they approve and people assume. Well, they've approved it. It must be safe. Even though we know the stats, the drug stats, the peer-reviewed medical journal all acknowledge this. Many books have been written on it, even what you've written on it, the danger of FDA-approved medicine. And it's taking Americans out of the life chain all the time.
Robert, if you just look at the television advertisements, where pretty much every single day you will see two to three different law firms advertising, if you have taken X, Y, and Z drug, you may be due for damages. And, the studies have shown blah, blah, blah. Contact such law firm in order to find out if you are eligible, because they're conducting a class action lawsuit against these pharmaceutical companies. I mean, just look at Vioxx, which is one of the examples that I used with 2020.
Right.
They had over 55,000 deaths from this FDA-approved drug before they took it off the market. And the internal dialogue that was conducted regarding the safety of this medication and how it was subverted and hidden when it should have been made public knowledge right away. I mean, 55,000 deaths before they had to take off the drug off the market, for God's sake. And that's more than how many people died in 9/11? 5,000? That's 11.
3,000. Yeah, no, it's huge. Yeah, exactly.
But nobody talks about that. There's no memorial service going up for them. There's no memorial buildings that have been put up, or every year, the Remembrance Day.
Yeah,
none of that.
Yeah, well, that's where some people have set up an FDA Holocaust Museum, because indeed our federal government, the so-called regulators, as Jonathan Emord calls them, the bureaucratic oligarchy, are responsible for hundreds of thousands. The last 10 years, I just had John Rappaport on my Sunday show, and we talked about this yesterday. It's over in 10 years, it's over a million Americans dead A million. Now, imagine if we were to point to a country or an operation on the planet that was not even a governmental that was responsible for a million U.S. deaths. Look what we did for 3,000. And not to diminish anybody's death, we believe in a culture of life legitimately. But the perspective is off when we can disconnect and say, well, if it's approved by the government, and that's why this death is so disconcerting, is that many Americans still with the emotional fervor of 9/11 in their veins say, well, go Obama. And this is from the left and the right supporting him going, yeah, he took him out. This is great news. He's dead. And I don't know. The guy could have been an evil guy. That's not the point. The point is, is there a rule of law? Are there constitutional limitations to government, or now is our government and the people of the U.S. endorsing a kingdom?
Yeah. It's very, very disturbing that the public hasn't seen it. And you know what? I think the public probably has seen it. I think this is just a political bandwagon everybody's jumping on, except for, of course, Ron Paul. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting how it's when somebody's down on the ground and getting beaten up, everybody else jumps in on the bandwagon.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the consensus of the way things are, I think this is another interesting learning opportunity, because some people are looking at this and Ron Paul are going, oh, no, now he's stepped in it. There's no way they're going to support him now because he's called it an assassination. Yet at the same time, it's causing an elevation of consciousness, an uncomfortable self-reflection. I realize a lot of this, what Ron Paul does, causes us to look at ourselves and go, ooh, dude, we really screwed up. Yeah. But at the same time, when we're adult enough to do that, we now step into a new realm or new state of consciousness. And I think that this is another rapid opportunity of a learning curve for the American people.
I think this is no different than, you know, playing a favoritism, like for a parent to beat one child and not, and reward another child for the same action.
Mm. Fascinating. So, you know, we come back to the idea that the cancer therapies that you have done, that Brzezinski, that, you know, so many we've talked about over the years here, are the great danger, and they must be suppressed at all costs. Here we go driving doctors out of the country. MDs, NDs, DOs, whoever wants to really do good work in bringing healing without intoxicating and drugging them via official methodologies approved by the government in the guise of the FDA. And yet you stood your ground here in America and did what you called, I'm the only idiot that stood around and you know, because of that, you transferred a lot of money that had come in support of your efforts, and you had to literally put it in the legal defense fund and put a lot of your life on hold to defend yourself. Thankfully, you were successful, and now people are acknowledging it more and more. But at the same time, it would have been just fine. Nobody could, say, hey, well, Ritar, he ran away to another country. I mean, most people would.
Well, you know, it's again, that last sentiment that I just expressed, I kind of look at it. This is one reason I said that most things don't frustrate me, but this was a little frustrating because
Right. Doing
the same work these people did and we're doing, except we're doing it further ahead and clinically applying it and seeing the success, and we got spanked, yet they got rewarded with money. So I think it really comes down to how did you play the game? In other words, did you play the game through their rules or did you just do it outside? Because, you know, this therapy that we're talking about, the cost of it, in fact, if you just look at our cost for treating cancer, it's about between 1/10 and 1/11th the cost of conventional medical care. The only reason I know this is because one of my attorneys who was on my team when we went against the medical board, one thing that the medical board had accused me of is unethical treatment of cancer patients, and part of that unethical definition was the cost of treatment. And so this attorney had actually gone through and looked at what some of these patients had paid prior to coming and what the conventional cost was. And we determined that we were between 1/10 and 1/11th the cost of conventional cancer therapy. So really, the thing is that if this immune modulation therapy, if this stimulation of the immune system had been done through the conventional methodology, through the FDA, the cost could be 1,000 to 1,100% difference.
Yes.
Based upon just overall, I'm sure it would be even more than that. I mean, you know what the chemotherapeutic drug costs?
Sure.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. And so I think that's the difference. If you go through the system and you allow them to add their 1,000% tax on.
Yeah, exactly.
Profit margin or whatever you want to call it, then it's okay.
That is stunning. They are not only bad at understanding how the immune system works, or they're 50 years behind, but they can't even do math, which I think goes back thousands of years. it's only 1,000%. You know, it's 1/10 the cost. Well, that must mean it's outrageously more expensive. Therefore, that's why it's unethical. And of course, we know that the ability to afford traditional oncological treatments are such that they're bankrupting families. They're literally going into the estates of families after the patients have long died from the treatment and robbing them of any ability to pass anything on to their kids or grandkids. And they're calling your treatment unethical because it's too expensive, yet 1/10 or 1/11 of the cost. This is the kind of insanity that we're dealing with here. And we're going to bring some more sanity to the discussion here of cancer and other things with Dr. Rashid Batar, my good friend. And we enjoy our time together every week here on the Advanced Medicine Monday. There's also a website, medicalrewind.com. Lots of free videos to download and watch if you're new to the show. Man, oh man, you've got some catching up to do. Lots of great things there as well. I've got all the links up at robertscottbell.com. Remember, 866-939-BELL is the number to call with your messages or comments, anything you want, 866-939-2355. And when we come back, we're going to take this discussion and elevate it into places you're not used to going in talk radio, but we go there every week. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott, Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only five-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones in any HRT? Don't wait. Get my five-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us. 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you think modern medicine is behind the times, as we've discussed with Dr. Batar so far in the realm of cancer, how about something like miscarriages during pregnancy. Stunning, stunning information just came out the other day, and I've got it linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. They say miscarriages due to low zinc and copper levels. And they're shocked, shocked, I tell you, that nutrition has anything to do with pregnancy and or miscarriages, Dr. Bitar.
You know, it's so absurd that the simple concept that a mother is diverting all of her nutritional supply to the fetus can be so earth-shattering and so against what people would even imagine. But if you think about it, the mother, this is where the toxicity comes into play too, which is by the Centers for Disease Control, the study that showed that one out of six women of childbearing age in the United States are mercury toxic, and one out of six children being born, according to the American Pediatric Association, has some type of neurological deficit. It's showing the same thing, that the mother is shunning not just on her nutrient supply, but all her toxicities within her system
right.
to the baby. Everything from the mother gets essentially leached out. Think of, you can think of the baby, the embryo that then forms into this small little being that's being formed inside the mother. The baby essentially can be thought of as a parasite. Now, you know, don't misunderstand what my meaning is here. I'm just saying that if you understand how the process of birth occurs, the mother's body becomes a source of nutrition, but anything that the mother has in her, if it's toxicity, will also become a source of toxicity to the child. That's one reason it's so important for the child, for the mother to be cleaned up before,
right.
before childbirth or before having a child. But essentially, think of the baby as a parasite. It's sucking everything out of the mother, good and bad. So if the mother is devoid of nutritional basis, mm-hmm. if the mother doesn't have enough zinc, doesn't have enough copper, doesn't have many of these essential minerals that act as cofactors in the enzymatic cascade and the metabolic functioning of the body,
right.
if the mother doesn't have it, then the baby's not going to have it.
Well, exactly. And this is, you know, what's stunning about this, and it's, you know, it's not stunning to us because we've been following this for so many years, but they're saying the hypothesis had never been proven before. So, I mean, it's like it's not real until we publish it, right? That supplements or that nutrition matters in regards to these things. I mean, that's an amazing thing to me, although, again, that's the way they play the game over there. But simply to acknowledge that, you know, trace elements like copper and zinc, if you will, and zinc is more of a macro element, but certainly has an impact. And if it's not there, they're shocked that it ended up in early termination of pregnancy.
The absurdity of it just transcends common sense.
Hmm.
I mean, if you think about this, it's like saying, well, because we haven't observed a shark eating a person, you know, it's theoretically possible.
Yeah, but it's never happened.
It's
not
never
been
happened
published
before. Because, you know, I mean, it's just how many people have been eaten by sharks or bitten by sharks that have never been captured on video
mm-hmm.
or prior to the video, you know? I mean, just because a person's got a bite now, well, it could have been a squid. It could have been.
Yes.
It's just absurd. I mean, you know, it's not rocket science when you start looking at this from a very basic, fundamental, mechanical perspective.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a car and you put water in the gas tank, it's not going to run. If you put sugar in the water, sugar in the gas tank, it's not going to run. It only runs on gasoline. We don't talk about the theoretical basis of, you know, theoretically, if you put something else in there, it's not going to work. Why is it so hard to believe that the human body is the, or not just the human body, the biological system, I should say,
yes.
is the ultimate piece of machinery? And if you put in things that aren't good, we've talked about this numerous times ad nauseum, it's not going to work. And if you don't have the essential things in there, it's just as bad.
Yeah. A great example of the deficiency in pregnancy, because you mentioned it so well. You know, my wife and I had worked on our own bodies for many years before we had children, including removing the mercury amalgams, right? The so-called silver fillings that are very little silver and a lot of mercury. And we detoxed our system so that we would be healthy enough to have healthy children. And it's still, you know, a chore because we're of the generation that grew up, you know, vaccinated, refined processed foods, all of the things that had occurred. So we worked a lot together. But one of the things I've observed a lot over the years is the issue of gestational diabetes and how you said it, the little baby developing is pulling everything away from the mother that it can for its survival, for its, you know, to be able to be viable, healthy and everything. And one of the things it robs from the mom is chromium. And without that chromium, now you have no ability to transfer, you know, the sugars in and out of the cells. So end up with this so-called gestational diabetes. It's not just some magical, bizarre, wow, how did that happen? Well, no, the kid took all your chromium. Mom, take some.
Exactly. And this is one of the things that it's not a good thing or a bad thing. I don't want people to misunderstand. Obviously, this is the way the creator designed the system,
right?
Designed, you know, the regeneration of life. And it's a beautiful system. It works perfectly. We just have to understand that in order to get the best response when I say best response, that means the healthiest pregnancy, the child being born healthy, the mother being able to deliver and then feed the baby from a healthy perspective and being healthy herself, it requires two major ingredients. One, all the raw products in their pure, clean presentation. And the second is the elimination or removal of all the substances that are not good, that are not conducive to life. Anything that can be a potential poison. Notice I said potential poison because some things like selenium and chromium in high levels can actually act as a heavy metal and be a poison. So you have to make sure that the levels are given. You can't just indiscriminately take these things at a high level. Certain things like magnesium and calcium, you can take as much as you want. Vitamin C, the body will eliminate whatever it doesn't need. But certain other ones, such as selenium, such as chromium, such as zinc, such as iron, they are a double-edged sword. So you may want to make sure that the body has enough, but you don't want to have too much because then they'll act as an oxidative agent and as a heavy metal, just like mercury or cadmium, right, or lead or something like that.
Well, exactly. And when we talk about toxicity during pregnancy, here's another interesting thing. Many times doctors will warn you, don't take herbs during pregnancy. Don't take, you know, be careful of the supplement. You know, they're also worried about these so-called natural substances, yet they turn a blind eye when it comes to drugs. They'll put you on antibiotics. They'll give you aspirin. I mean, they'll give you stuff that's like synthetic and say no problem, but we're worried about the herbs and supplements. And in this same study, Dr. Bitar, it was amazing that they listed this percentage, but of the so-called 100% of those that had these early miscarriages, and that's what they were trying to analyze here, the nutrient deficiencies relation to miscarriage, 81% of that 100% were on a drug, one or more drugs officially contraindicated during pregnancy. 8 out of 10 of them. And yet,
that were contraindicated?
They were on the drug anyway. Explain that. I mean, where are the doctors saying, hey, ma'am, don't take this. It wasn't even the ones that we're not sure. We know these, and they're wondering, okay, well, it's a deficiency. But remember also, the toxicity depletes the nutrients because the nutrients are used to bind out the toxins.
I think a lot of it has to do with, too, that doctors are very conscientious when it comes to potential lawsuits. Litigiosity in our society is very high, as you know.
Sure, yeah.
And I think a lot of the natural healthcare providers, a lot of the more holistic-oriented physicians and healthcare providers would rather tell an individual not to take something natural and go talk to their conventional doctor because there – they've got malpractice, or they've got the pharmaceutical companies, and you know they've got the standard operating procedure or the standard of care in medicine, how we refer to it as that. Those things, if it's done in the standard of care, it's kind of like the same thing coming back to your last hour when you talked about the sending in the drone attacks against these guys. If everybody else is doing it, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, meaning if all the Democrats and the Republicans are supporting Obama's action, then it's okay.
Right.
It's the same type of thing. If a drug has hurt somebody and everybody's given the drug, it's okay. But if somebody gives an herb and then there's or some kind of natural substance and there's an adverse reaction, who do you think the vast majority of the conventional side, the pharmaceutical company, the insurance company, the entire conglomerate in the modern healthcare system is going to blame that adverse reaction on the drug or on the natural substance?
I tell you, and you're telling the truth here, too. I've been involved with the supplement industry for many years. I've seen these investigations. I mean, they look to everything, and you see all the, you know, sometimes dozens of things that these people are on, and they want to pinpoint the supplement. Oh, if we can just find one supplement in that mix, then we're home free. We can say it's the supplement because it's not regulated. All of these claims. So the entire legalities, if you will, or the litigiousness of the whatever, the regulatory agencies, they turn a blind eye to the toxicity of drugs, even though this study shows, my gosh, how toxic they are, and they look to the supplement. There's that built-in bias against nature.
Absolutely. And in fact, my standard line regarding this subject, when patients ask me, I just tell them that if you're pregnant regardless of the fact that our treatment helped them get pregnant. They couldn't get pregnant. They'd gone through years of fertility treatment and hadn't been unsuccessful. And then we clean them up and they get pregnant. I tell them, just to stop everything. Do you know why? For that very reason, because I don't want somebody to file a lawsuit. And I tell the person, by the way, I do tell the person, yeah, it's up to you. But my recommendation is, just because how everybody's going to blame it on a natural substance, if you're taking some vitamins and minerals, go talk to your OBGYN and see what they say. Mm-hmm. And the vast majority of patients understand the hidden message there, because you know, it's not like they've been with me only 1 or 2 weeks. If it's a 1 or 2 week patient, then, you know, I may spend a little bit more time with them. But most patients understand what I'm saying. They'll go talk to their OBGYN. They'll still continue doing what we've put them on, because their reasoning is, I couldn't get pregnant. I've now gotten pregnant with what you've done, so I'm going to continue it. The only thing that I will insist that a person not do is to not have intravenous therapies that are that are oriented to detoxification to that mode, because the potential, sure, of mobilizing toxins while the woman's pregnant could then cause a shifting of those detrimental substances that we're trying to pull out of the system,
right,
to be shunted across the placenta into the baby. So I will not do that.
Sure. That's, you know, aggressive therapies that are maybe necessary in certain times of life. Within that framework, you gather a risk that may not be worth it at that point. Although I will say that in terms of the liver is under an extraordinary burden outside of the realm of regular life when you are pregnant. There are additional burdens on the liver to detoxify. It's not that the liver stops working. So I personally look toward homeopathic support, because we're talking about the energy of a system or an organ. All you're going to do is strengthen it, as opposed to what you said, intravenously, aggressively pulling things out. Mm-hmm. So when I say, does a woman in pregnancy need a good liver? You're darn straight. Needs to be stronger than ever.
Absolutely. I agree with that. In fact, I think everybody needs a good liver, because the liver is the oil filter of the body. But the pregnant woman is more like a car that's in a more extreme environment, under more load, carrying more,
sure,
weight. Mm-hmm. And so that engine needs more support and needs a cleaner oil filter.
Yeah. Not the drugs and not the nutrient deficiencies like we talk about in this study. What we're talking about is replenishing the organs through nutrition, not hyperstimulating anything, but supporting the function, but supporting it with great diligence during pregnancy, so that the developing child is protected in that development. And, of course, that child gets all the nutrients it needs. That's why we increase supplementation that is of a nutrient or food state. Listen, we got to take another break here. We'll be back to wrap up the Advanced Medicine Monday, the Medical Rewind with Dr. Rasha Bitar. Again, always a fascinating, enjoyable discussion wherever we go. And we'll see where we go after this break. Coming right back after this.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, this is the Health Ranger here, inviting you to check out the Natural News Store. Yes, we have an amazing store offering superfoods and other healthy food items, including kitchen appliances like Vitamix blenders and food dehydrators, nut milk bags, lots of things for anyone who's interested in leading a healthier lifestyle. And here's another cool part about it. Because we have such a huge reach, millions of people a month that we're reaching who follow Natural News, we're able to get huge discounts on some really high-end superfoods and nutritional products. We offer those at ridiculously good prices on our specials page. You can find that right now at store.naturalnews.com. Just go to store.naturalnews.com and you'll see the current specials link on the left-hand column right at the top there. Click on that. You can check out the current specials. We've got superfoods at prices that are often 40 or 50% off. Check it all out at store.naturalnews.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Along the way to raising awareness wherever you are, changing consciousness, many things are likely to happen. One of the things, of course, I've covered for years, and Dr. Bittar knows, physical discomfort, mental, emotional stress, all of these things, we call them sometimes ailments or illnesses, really tend to shake up our thought forms, or maybe they're designed to. Maybe we take a drug and go back to sleep, but maybe we confront the real cause head on and wake up and change our lives for the better. I think on a planet-wide basis, we're all going through that to varying degrees. Some of us have gone through a lot of the suffering early on to wake us up so that we can help others in the throes of difficulty right now, Dr. Bittar. We're seeing this in the economic realm as well as the biological, physiological realm, whether it be the protests against GMOs, genetic modified organisms, or the occupation of Wall Street, marches in Washington, D.C. that are happening, and marches right in Wall Street in New York City that are happening. There's a lot of unrest that's boiling up from underneath the surface, and it's not to be unexpected, but are we prepared to really understand the cause of it, or are we just going to, you know, rage against the machine?
You know, that's an interesting question too, Robert, because if you just rage against the machine, there's nothing that's productive that comes out of it. It's an exercise in futility. It increases the system's own, the individuals that are going through this and their surrounding families and such, their oxidative stress, worry, the cortisol levels spike. Mm-hmm. It's just not good for the health or overall health. But the counterpoint is that, as you said, how deep does the rabbit hole go? Is it going to be even more stressful for them to actually become aware of how deep this goes? My personal opinion is that it's better to know the truth and be aware of it, and then something truly substantial can be done, meaning that as that universal consciousness increases that we've talked about so many times, then there is also that relief and knowing that something is going to be changing. And although the change may be difficult and in some circumstances may even be devastating, what we refer to in the healing crisis of the body as the Herxheimer's response,
yes,
it's not a pleasant thing to go through. However, it is worth it in the long run, because then new comes in, that the new change that allows for the new growth to take effect is allowed to happen. We see this in the human body, for instance, with the skin sloughing off. It's new skin that's coming in. Well, when you lose that outer layer of skin, it may not be always pleasant. If you look at the gastrointestinal lining, when you have that sloughing off of the skin, or in the menstrual cycle of a woman, the sloughing off, a period isn't necessarily pleasant, but it is something that is essential for life. Same thing with the gastrointestinal lining. When you lose that external layer of the
epithelial lining,
the gastrointestinal system, yeah, the difficulty that the person experiences with the diarrhea or whatever the case may be, it's not pleasant, but it's important, because after that, the new lining of the gastrointestinal tract comes out. In other words, there's always a sloughing of the old and the reproduction and the regeneration of the new layer. And so this can be applied to our society also. As you talked about, the awareness is increasing, and maybe that awareness, maybe that rabbit hole, it's important for people to be aware of it, although it may be difficult for them to become aware of it in the beginning.
Yeah, well said. I mean, we talk about life's journey. You know, a lot of it is about getting scuffed up and getting a little bruised and battered along the way so we can learn the things necessary to be able to walk through life differently and hopefully help or mentor others. We talked about mentors. Your Dr. Hitt that we talked about, my mentor in homeopathic medicine, they had gone through some brutal things in their life to gain that knowledge. Now, we have the freedom to reject their knowledge or wisdom at any point and just say, nope, I want to learn the hard way myself. Or we can apply their information and make the path easier for the next. But we cannot also at the same time prevent others from going down that rough path if they insist that's the way they need to learn it. And that's a very difficult lesson. One of the most profound lessons I've learned in my short lifetime thus far is that it is not my role to remove suffering from those who want or claim to need the suffering, even if they're unaware of that need, because they reject the natural methods, the simplicity with which we can, let's say, undo cancer, for instance.
I agree with you, Robert. However, I also then choose to not be around those type of people because I have a very low tolerance for ignorance. And to me, you're obviously a more generous person and more open. But to me, I have to, in my short life, I've kind of had the same realization as you have. Mm-hmm. However, I can't be around those people. I have a physical uncomfortableness that overcomes me when I'm around those people that have chosen to let's do it the hard way. And it's not the fact that they want to do it the hard way. The problem is that they are people in the health profession I'm talking about now, in doctor's case.
Yes.
Those people that have chosen to do it the hard way and keep on doing it and reject the innate intelligence that's been presented to them are actually causing suffering of those who they have been appointed to take care of.
Yes.
And that is something that I have a very difficult time tolerating. Now, you know, if you're talking about the construction of a new building or, you know, a legal system or a tax loophole and you choose to do it the conventional way, you know, at least you're not hurting somebody. But in the profession of medicine, in the healthcare sciences, our mistakes, I've said this over and over again, everybody else can make a mistake. It's not that big of a deal. Our mistakes are counted in body bags.
You're right. You're right. And if I have any more tolerance than you, Dr. Pattar, it's probably only because I get to vent 6 days a week on the radio, which gives me some level of, okay, I can handle it. But if you hear my first hour today, you'll understand my tolerance only runs so far. When I got outraged by the whole OS, yes, the American government can now assassinate people it doesn't like. I don't like some people. I'm not going to assassinate them. Come on. And if the government can do it, now we no longer have a government of laws. We have a government of men, or in fact, a government of kings. And of course, this is the antithesis of why the American experiment was started to begin with so long ago.
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. That was very well said.
So, you know, what do? We want to provide healing. I think ultimately we have to be living examples. And we've talked also about this. You don't go to a doctor that's smoking and drinking and eating junk food, and expect to be well. They're not taking care of themselves. But still, there are a lot of people within the natural product industry and even a lot of so-called natural doctors that do not take care of themselves in ways that you go, I don't know if I'd want to take the advice of a person that doesn't live the way they tell me I should be living.
You know, I've gotten into one of the biggest heated discussions with a number of doctors, one of them who was one of my relatives. But it's that very same argument that you just said. And I have been told that you cannot say that. It is not right, because a doctor can be doing all the right things and they have some issues themselves. Well, if the doctor is supposed to be, from ancient times, the teacher,
right,
then you would expect the teacher to be able to do these things and to be able to live the life the right way in order to be able to teach his students. I mean, Buddha said this, either Confucius or Buddha, and I apologize.
It's okay. Kuda or Bufucius. We'll just combine them.
Exactly. We should take every opportunity to preach that we are given,
mm-hmm,
and never open our mouths.
Mm.
And for a doctor to be able to give advice and not live it himself is the greatest hypocrisy. So to me, it is very important for us to lead by example. In fact, I believe it is the most essential thing for us to lead by example, because one, it allows our patient, the person that we have taken responsibility of taking care of, it gives them the understanding and the realization that this individual who's guiding me, who's helping me, actually does have empathy, because they do know what I'm experiencing because they do it themselves on a daily basis. As opposed to somebody who's got cigarette ashes on their coat, who has a problem wheezing when he's talking, and is telling his patient that you need to lose weight and stop smoking.
Right. Well, this is the perfect place to wrap it here, Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Pattar, living example here, and I appreciate him very much, as you know. Also, muchos gratitude to Jeffrey Smith, as we covered the non-GMO growth and the important movement that's happening around this country. We'll keep it up and keep you informed. But bottom line, we're out of time. So all I can do to wrap up today, Dr. Pattar, is say this. Thank you, and the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott the Bell Robert Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.